the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At Hampton Court, there's a grapevine that's about 1,000 years old. It has one root, which is at least 2 feet thick, and some of the branches are 200 feet long. Despite its age, the vine produces several tons of grapes each year. Not like some that we had in Droitwich, which didn't really seem to do much at all. Although some of the smaller branches are 200 feet from the main stem, they still bear much sweet and delicious fruit because they are connected to the vine. Life flows from that single root and throughout the vine, bringing nourishment and strength. In the Gospel for today, Jesus promises to do the same for us. It's a familiar story. He is the true vine, bringing life to each of the branches. The purpose of the vine is to bring nourishment to the branches in order that they might produce fruit, and indeed produce it abundantly. When separated from the vine, the branches wither and die. And as we all know from the last 12 months, separation is withering. But the vitality of our spiritual life is dependent upon our connection to Christ, the true vine. It's a well-known story and asks two questions of each one of us. First, are we connected to the vine? Or to put it differently, is the life of Christ flowing within us? Secondly, if we are connected to the vine and if we are joined to Christ, then how much fruit are we producing through our lives? Is there no fruit, some fruit, or an abundance of fruit? But whilst we reflect on these questions, we need a bit of context. As for the first hearers, the whole idea of a vine has a much deeper meaning. Josephus tells us the following about the temple in Jerusalem. At the entrance to the holy place, west of the altar, steps led to a linen curtain with purple, scarlet and blue flowers. Above that curtain, beneath the roofline, was a gigantic grapevine of pure gold, representing Israel. Wealthy citizens could bring gifts to add to the vine, gold tendrils, grapes or leaves. Metal workers working 6 days a week would add these, and some of the grape clusters were said to be the height of a person. Now that's a lot of gold to fit in your cash for gold envelope. The vine was an old and sacred image in Judaism. The vine represented the covenant people of God, planted and tended by God, so that Israel would produce fruit. And generally in the Old Testament, when Israel was portrayed as a vine, it was being chastised for not bearing fruit. Being pruned is therefore a painful image. But God prunes us because he loves us. We are helpless and hopeless because of our sinful nature. When God says no to us, it's because he loves us. If you've been a parent or ever been around children, think of the things you have had to say no to. Much fruit can bring forth much new wine. And it's that new wine that needs to be made afresh in each generation and in our lives. By the way, the good news is that there is evidence that wine doesn't make you fat. In fact, it makes you lean. Lean against walls, lean against tables and lean against chairs. But I know that's a bit cringy, that one. God knows what's best for God's children. If we remain in Jesus, the vine, as the creator, God knows what fits us and what doesn't. Trusting God is a difficult lesson to learn, and let's face it, giving up things that bear no fruit is hard, and that's for all manner of reasons. Oscar Wilde was definitely correct when he said, "I can resist anything but temptation." God has a high purpose for our lives that takes time to accomplish. The metaphor of the vine, growth, fruit, pruning, indicates that this is not an overnight job. But Jesus does say to each one of us, "You will bear much fruit." God will purge, prune our lives in ways unique to us. At times we might not be able to work out why. We might not have been able to work out why doors have been closed, why we are faced with setbacks. But this is the divine pruning in action. And remember, some grapes are red, some white, some big and some small. So Jesus calls all types and sends all types. We do not need to judge our fruitfulness by other standards. All we need to do is remain in the vine. Jesus died for our sins. So we can confidently say, "I am as bad as the worst, but thanks to Jesus, I am as good as the best." And that really is something to celebrate this day and all days. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves.
Oh.